And, behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted Jesus, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said unto him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answering said, You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And Jesus said unto him, You have answered right, this do, and you shall live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay you. Which now of these 3, do you think was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do likewise. Luke chapter 10 verses 25 to 37. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus made it unmistakably clear. Eternal life is not inherited through religion, status, or knowledge alone, but through obedient, active love. The one who truly loves God will show mercy to others, especially the wounded, the outcast, and the overlooked. Jesus is our example. Go, and do likewise, he said. There is no other way to live. Those who follow him must walk the road of compassion, not pass by on the other side. For on that road, in the face of the suffering stranger, we meet the very heart of God.